APA 608 Certification Types, What's Tested, and How to Pass. The APA 608 Technician Certification, from a test-taking angle, the four certification types and what equipment each covers, how the exam is structured core plus the type sections, a realistic study approach, and why the cert is legally required to buy and handle refrigerant. From the Launch My HVAC Knowledge Base, what it is, EPA Section 608 Technician Certification is the federal credential you must hold to buy refrigerant and to work on stationary equipment that contains it. It comes out of the Clean Air Act, and it's not optional. Handling refrigerant or purchasing it without the right certification is a violation. For a new tech, getting 608 certified is one of the first real gates in the trade, and the good news is it's a closed-book knowledge exam you can absolutely pass with focused study. This article is the exam prep view, what the certification types are, how the test is built, and how to study so you pass the first time. The day-to-day recovery rules you live by on the truck, no venting, recover slash recycle slash reclaim, cylinder handling, are their own topic. How it works, the certification is split into a core section plus three type sections, and which types you pass determines what equipment you're legally allowed to work on. Core, the foundation everyone has to pass, the Ozone slash Clean Air Act background, the venting prohibition, recovery requirements, basic refrigerant handling, recovery slash recycling slash reclaiming concepts, safety, and the general rules. You must pass core and at least one type section to earn any certification. Type I, small appliances, factory sealed, small charge equipment, think household refrigerators, window units, small self-contained systems, generally hermetically sealed units with a small refrigerant charge, covers recovery from small appliances, the required recovery levels for that class, and the system-dependent vs. self-contained recovery methods. Type Roman II, high-pressure and very high-pressure systems. This is the big one for field HVAC, split systems, heat pumps, supermarket racks, most residential and commercial AC. Covers leak detection, recovery techniques and required vacuum levels for high-pressure equipment, refrigeration concepts, and handling on systems that operate above atmospheric pressure. Type Roman III, low-pressure systems. Equipment using low-pressure refrigerants, classic chillers running refrigerants that operate in a vacuum. Covers the special handling, recovery, leak, and purge issues of low-pressure machines. Universal. You earn it by passing core plus all three type sections. Universal means you can work on anything. Most field AC slash HB techs end up carrying at least type Roman II, and many go universal so nothing is off limits. You pass each section independently, so you can hold core plus type Roman II, for example, and add type Roman III later. In the field, what earning it actually involves. Pick your path. If you're doing residential slash commercial split systems and heat pumps, you need core plus type Roman II at minimum. If you want zero limits, study for universal core plus I plus Roman II plus Roman III. Use an approved testing program. Certification is issued through EPA-approved certifying organizations, trade schools, unions, online proctored programs, supply houses that host exams. The cert is permanent. It doesn't expire and you don't renew it. Study the core hard. Core trips up more people than the type sections because it's the regulatory slash background material, not the hands-on stuff techs already have know. Know the venting rule cold. The recover slash recycle slash reclaim distinctions, ozone basics, required recovery levels by equipment class, and safety. Sit the exam. It's multiple choice. You need to pass core and each type you're testing for, each at the required passing score for that program. Keep your card. Once certified, you carry proof of certification. Supply houses require it to sell you refrigerant, and you may have to show it. Normal values and targets. Sections. Core plus type I plus type Roman II plus type Roman III. Core plus any one type equals a valid certification. Core plus all three equals universal. Format, multiple choice exam, one block per section. Many programs use 25 questions per section. The passing bar is commonly around 70%. Confirm with your testing organization. Programs vary. Type I can be offered open book slash mail-in in some programs. Types Roman II, Roman III, and universal must be taken proctored slash closed book. Lifetime credential. EPA 608 Technician Certification does not expire, no renewal, no CEUs required to keep it. Most relevant type for field SE slash HB, type Roman II high pressure. Go universal if you want everything. Common faults and what they mean. These are the exam mistakes and misconceptions that cost people a pass. Underestimating the core section to it's the most failed section, because it's regulatory recall, not wrench knowledge. Study at the hardest. Confusing the type scopes to mixing up which equipment is type I vs Roman 2 vs Roman 3. Anchor it. Small sealed appliances equals I. High pressure split slash commercial AC equals Roman 2. Low pressure chillers equals Roman 3. Mixing up recover slash recycle slash reclaim to a guaranteed exam question. Recover equals pull it into a container. Recycle equals clean it in the field for reuse. Reclaim equals process to virgin equivalent purity at a certified facility for resale. Fuzzy on the venting rule to the test wants you to know intentional venting is prohibited and that only narrow, recognized de minimis releases from connecting slash disconnecting gauges are allowed. Not a license to vent. Not knowing required recovery levels. To questions. Ask about the vacuum slash recovery levels required before opening or disposing of equipment in each class. Know that high pressure type Roman 2 and small appliance type I requirements differ. Tech tips and gotchas. Go for type Roman 2 at minimum, universal if you can. Type Roman 2 covers the split systems and heat pumps you'll touch every day. Universal removes every limit and isn't much more study on top of Roman 2. You can also stack types over time. Each section stands alone. So add type Roman 3 later when you start touching chillers. Core is regulatory, not mechanical. Study it like a written test, not a hands-on one. Flashcard the venting rule. The three R's recover slash recycle slash reclaim, ozone basics, and recovery levels. The type sections lean on refrigeration knowledge you're already building. Use a reputable prep course or the APA zone technician materials, then a practice exam. Don't walk in cold on core. The cert never expires. Get it once, keep the card. There's no renewal, and you need that card to buy refrigerant. Supply houses won't sell to you without it, which is exactly why a new tech gets 608 first. Safety slash code notes. EPA Section 608 Technician Certification is required under the Clean Air Act, implemented at Federal Refrigerant Rules, Subpart F. It governs who may handle and purchase refrigerant, the venting prohibition, recovery requirements, and record keeping. Cite the regulation. This is exam guidance, not the legal text. It is illegal to handle covered refrigerant or to purchase it without the appropriate 608 certification. Penalties for venting and for working uncertified are significant. Certification proves you know the rules, but the rules still apply on every job. Never vent. Always recover. Use rated equipment. Passing the test is the start of compliance, not the end of it. This article covers the certification exam. For the operational recovery rules and cylinder handling you follow in the field, see the refrigerant recovery topic.